The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by James Millman, to look ahead to the best of the action coming up on Monday. Doesn't really feel like a Monday, though, does it, James? Because we've actually got some decent racing to look forward to for once.
Definitely, as long as the weather holds. The only weather action is at Savile, and that is a little bit on the low-grade side, but we have a cracking shallow hurdle at Newbury. Six very decent performers in that one, and obviously some decent racing at Leopardstown with a Ryanair hurdle as well, but weather-wise, a little bit of a concern. Like Leeds this morning, it's very, very icy, very, very frozen. So
yeah,
there wouldn't be any racing in the city centre.
No.
Like I say, Leicester's off today on Sunday. So a little bit of a concern weather-wise for the upcoming fixtures. But hopefully, we've got a great day's race in store.
Yeah, we've sort of factored that in, haven't we, with the three races that we're going to look at. We're going to look at the Challow Hurdle because it is such a good race. But then we're also going to do two races at Southwell. Just because there's no guarantees that all the jumps racing will go ahead. As things stand, I think Doncaster have planned an inspection, I believe. But, you know, we lost Leicester on Sunday and it is very, very cold. So we don't want to preview something that's not going to go ahead. But a winner's a winner, isn't it, James?
A winner's a winner, definitely. And like I say, Liz low grade at Savile, but probably easier to find the winners at Savile, hopefully.
Yeah. Good Christmas?
Yeah, not bad. Just went back home for a few days, so I was back riding out. And yeah, no, good Christmas, and nice to be back.
Is that a new jumper?
It is a new jumper,
it's
yes.
It's very nice.
It is.
I like it a lot, James.
As you can imagine, not my taste, I didn't buy it.
it's very very becoming. I like it a lot.
Excellent, Mrs. Dunn. Glad I got your approval.
some great racing, of course, over the festive periods. We'll start just by talking about Sylvania Conti's win in the King George. Look turning for home like he may have a real battle on his hands, but did it pretty comfortably in the end.
Yeah, he was impressive, wasn't he? Mm. Given a good ride by Noel Feely, he didn't go too quick. I think the time for the first circuit was a lot slower than what Kona G did under Nico de Bonneville in the Cato Star novices. And I think you could call him the winner a long way out. There was a lot travelling well, but as soon as he asked the question, he just disappeared again. Mm. And I think Noel got the fractions exactly right. A jockey riding with a lot of confidence. And he was on the best horse, but yeah, there wasn't him in the right position. He is the best on his day. What happened at Cheltenham last year, I think Paul Nichols is blaming stomach ulcers or whatever. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, because he's certainly got a lot more stamina than his rivals against him in the King George. Dynast, you'd have to imagine, will be going Ryanair, because I don't think he's going to beat Sylvania Conti.
No.
And he can probably keep his crown. Cucard doesn't stay any further than the 3 miles. I think he'll be dropping back in trip. And like I say, John Spirit, I thought, well, he ran a nice race up in grade. I think back at Cheltenham, he could get closer to Dynast in the Ryanair. So it was a great race, great ride by Noel Feely, and probably a welcome winner a little bit for Paul Nichols after a bit of a frustrating day. So, yeah, no, good day's action.
And then, of course, on Saturday, we saw Empress Choice getting up in a thrilling Welsh National, a soul-destroying result for myself.
You didn't have the second?
I backed Amigo.
Okay.
But had a shortlist of Amigo and Empress Choice, and instead of dutching the two, just put all of the money on Amigo. Which
in a 19-runner stay-in handicap chase, that's a beginner's error.
I know it is, and that's one of the things. You can almost, if you make a mistake and you just go, well, I knew there was a risk there.
Yeah.
So, but when you actually, you look back, you just go, oh, I just passed up a...
That was just stupid.
I know it was, I know
Blind
that.
Blind nap shotgun Paddy, and he went, well, bad. It made a bad mistake at the third, and that was game over. But great race as usual at Welsh National, especially on testing ground. Thrilling finish. I did think the Irish horse had it won when they came to last. Peter Gannon kicked him clear.
Mm.
And Empress Choice, to be fair, he was probably the first of the top four that looked beaten. And he rallied to great effect. Venetia's horses love soft ground. And she trained that one to perfection. And I think it was an 8-1 favourite. It shows how much of a competitive race it was. And like I say, it was a good way to have the Christmas period. And I was actually driving back home, and it was nice to see Radio 5 Live covering the race live and giving racing a bit of prominence, because, like I say, that's kind of what we need at the moment. But no, it was a cracking race. Great training performance by Venetia. I was gutted for Santos and Davis, because I just think winning a big race for Paul with stable jockey would just help cement that confidence a little bit, because obviously he rode a winner for his father on the card, Nigel. And then Nigel happened to win the finale, the Grade 1 Juvenile Hurdle, where I just think all the big races seem to be going over jockey's way at the minute with the Paul Nicholls Yard, and Sam just needs a bit of a confidence boost there.
Lovely little intro there, James, into the 210 at Newbury that we're going to look at tomorrow, because it is the Challow Hurdle, a Grade 1 contest over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. 6 runners going to post, and two of those runners, well, we've got one for Paul Nicholls, ridden by Sam Twiston Davies, and one for Nigel, ridden by Ryan Hatch, a huge ride for him on Black Lion in this. But it is a good race. As I mentioned, Black Lion, we've got Parlour Games, it's likely to be towards the head of affairs. Noel Feely on that one for John Ferguson. And likely to go off favourite Vita du Rock, Nicky Henderson and Barry Geraghty. Quite a likeable horse. Really rallied well when outpaced at Cheltenham on his seasonal reappearance. And then went and did the job, I won't say nicely, but he just appears to be a horse that just stays and just needs to almost come off the bridle early, but keeps finding for pressure. And he's one that, you know, if you're back, you're going to get a decent run for your money.
He can certainly battle, can he, Vita du Rock, because he's won it by neck at Cheltenham and nose at Sandown when he won the Winter Novices Hurdle from Shantou Bob. He's a very useful individual, Tara Point back in third. That's strong form, goes on soft ground. He's come a long way because he's running at Hexham and Uttoxeter back in the summer. I wouldn't want to talk to any Uttoxeter if Gary Caper was here, but you wouldn't really expect to see a summer horse in action in the Challow Hurdle as one of the favourites. But like I say, he's really improved. This is a cracking Grade 1. All six horses could be given a little bit of a chance. And Black Lion is interesting. Ryan Hatch, like you say, taking the ride. He took over from the injured Jamie Moore when this horse won at Cheltenham. He won really, really well. But what the form's worth is a little bit questionable. Anteros back in second, I think it was only rated 120 for Sophie Leach's team. I think the first two went a little bit quick up front. Obviously, Parlour Games beat him at Cheltenham back at the Paddy Power meeting. Question mark whether the softer ground likely at Newbury will suit. He's interesting. Native River, I was impressed with him when he won at Newcastle in the French Furs. 10-1 shot that day, given a very good ride by Brendan Power. Remains to be seen if he was slightly flattered by setting the pace. One Track Mind, the one great horse, 2 from 2, started off with, and unfortunately ran out at Chepstow when he was a very hot favourite in the Novice Hurdle. He's highly respected by the Warren Greatrix team, and they've got a little bit of a guide to the favourite, because Shantou Bob's only beaten a nose, and they could probably tell work-wise how far One Track Mind's off him. So a really interesting race and prospect. Mentioned the Paul Nicholls horse, Apurge Deline, who won at Ascot on his debut for the yard. Noel Feely took the ride for the Potences colours, so Sam's on board on this occasion. So I'll say a bit of pressure on Sam at the moment. And this horse, son of Denarco, like I say, third in a bumper in Deauville. He certainly looks to be a nice type, but really interesting race. The one I'm going to go for is Parlour Games. I'm going to stick with him on this softer ground. Hopefully he'll cope with it okay. I was impressed with that effort behind, well, beating Black Lion at Cheltenham. And I think he could be a nice price under Noel Feely.
Okay, Parlour Games, the pick in the Challow Hurdle. Right, we'll move to the flat stuff then. We'll go to Suddle for the 12.25. It's a handicap over 2 miles. 7 runners going to post for this Class 5 contest. We've already lost one. That's Here for Good down at the bottom for Richard Haddon. That one was likely to well, you'd imagine, go off favourite, and it does open it up a little bit. You've got a few horses that have been winning races, definitely, which isn't always the case when they arrive at Suddle. But, crucially, only two of them have won over this course. That's Enzal and Kingscombe. So often a good place to start at Suddle.
Definitely, and Kingscombe is the one I'm going to start with, because pure and simple, he's brilliant at Savile, absolutely useless anywhere else. He he shows zero elsewhere, but I think, let's just have a little look. Yeah, 7 wins all at Savile. I think he's only ever had one run where he's not been in the first three. He's won at some nice prices as well, 14-1, 7-1 last time out, 7 up to 2 miles suited, because he actually won over 7 furlongs 2 years ago. So he's got a lot of speed for this stamina trip, and I don't think your stamina's actually tested that strongly itself. If you travel on the surface, you just keep on going. He's tried hurdling the last twice, and that really hasn't gone down well. He's actually rated lower over hurdles than what he is on the flat, and that shows you how incompetent he is over the obstacles. But back at Savile, top weight, 75, sneaks into this 0-75. He actually won a higher grade race at Savile when he beat Cousin Nee. I think that was a 0-85. So down in grade, only up £5. They were 14 lengths clear of Moidor, who was back in third, and a Godolphin horse back in fourth. So nothing of that kind of calibre is in this race. And I think Kingscombe, hopefully the hurdle runs hasn't put him off and give him a nervous breakdown. But he did win at several last time after another bad run over hurdles. So he does seem to bounce back when Connections decide to stop running over hurdles. And Kingscombe would be the one for me. I think he's got a great chance. Enzo is the other course winner in the field. He won by a head from Generous Dream over mile 6 on his last run 16 days ago. That was a good effort. He's only gone up £3. Previous place form at a track, just whether he's got the class of Kingscombe, and that's a little bit questionable, but getting plenty of weight. So, interesting race, but Kingscombe definitely is the one for me.
Okay, the final race that we'll look at is the 340 from Suddle. Very different to the opener. 5 furlongs for this one, 12 runners going to post. I suppose the logical place to start is with Thought Bay here, James. A horse that definitely likes it here for a trainer that loves sending his horses here, and Alistair Rawlinson, who also rides well here. So, on a horse that won this race last year, what's not to like?
Yeah, typical Mick Appleby horses. Thought Bay improved since joining this yard. Runs a lot at Savile, and he handles Savile extremely effectively. Just a slight concern with the handicappers finally got hold of him, because his last win came off 65 at Savile. All 4 wins have been here at the track, and he's now £8 higher. He's run well off similar kind of marks, but a third to Raisin Hill over 6 furlongs here last time out. Stayed on pretty strongly, so whether he'll be as effective dropping back to 5, slight question mark. I just worry the handicappers got him, and Ali Rawlinson's been riding him a lot lately, so it's not really a new £5 that's coming off. But finding an alternative isn't the easiest. 6 Wives is one that loves Savile, but hasn't really been in great form lately. The Scott Dixon team have been having a few winners. I think he had a double yesterday at Savile. He is definitely interesting. And another one is the Scott Dixon Sir Geoffrey, who's just dropping the handicap a little bit. He is another one that loves the track. Plenty of wins, and probably do what you didn't do at Chepstow yesterday and is have 6 Wives and Sir Geoffrey, probably back them both at a price and just hope one of them pops up, because I'll say I just think the Thought Bay could be a little bit high in the handicap and does need to improve. The other one, Shaw Cantango, he goes well at the course and distance. He was 3rd behind Sleeping Blue Ocean over course and distance last time out, and he'll be there or thereabouts. But no, for me, 6 Wives and Sir Geoffrey, both of them are likely to be double figure prices, and I just backed them both each way, and hopefully I get it right and one of them wins.
Okay, definitely a bit of value there in the final race from Suddle. Can you just spin us through your 3 picks for Monday then, James? The one at Newbury followed by the 2 at Suddle.
Yeah, we've got a cracking shallow hurdle to look forward to. Very, very competitive. All 6 runners can be given a chance, but I'm going to side with Parlay Games for John Ferguson. And at Suddle, Kingscombe, the course specialist, I think he can win the first over 2 miles. And then finally in the finale, I've been a little bit cheeky and gone for 2, but the 2 Scott Dixon horses, Sir Geoffrey and 6 Wives.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.